FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National police are urging two suspects wanted in connection with the disappearance of a Pretoria-based journalist and his partner to hand themselves over. DNA tests are underway to determine if skeletal remains recently discovered in a veld in Limpopo are those of the couple. A massive search was launched after Seri Ndlovu and Zodwa Mdluli were reported missing in February. Five suspects lined up in court on Friday in connection with the pair's alleged kidnapping and murder. Police believe Dato Madisha and Selo Uwane may have also been involved. Police spokesperson at Linda Marte.
While tracking teams are on the ground searching for the pair, the two suspects are also advised to voluntarily hand themselves over. Communities who may know their whereabouts or may have information are advised to contact the investigating officer in this case.
Eight people have been killed in a collision near Impangeni in northern KZN. It's understood at this stage that a truck and a light delivery vehicle that was transporting passengers crashed on the N2. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service spokesperson Crave Buerta says over a dozen other people were left injured.
Paramedics immediately rendered medical assistance to 16 injured survivors. Four occupants sustained critical injuries and 12 others had sustained serious injuries. All the injured patients received medical attention and have been transported to nearby hospitals for further care. The road is closed at the moment while the investigation is being conducted.
It comes a day after a man and his six-year-old son were killed near the Kwadukuza police station on the north coast. Two cars collided on the R102 yesterday. Five other people from the same family, including three children, were injured. And to Limpopo, police have launched an intensive manhunt for the poachers responsible of killing an elephant and poisoning hundreds of protected vultures in the Kruger National Park. SAPS spokesperson Malesela Ledwaba says the suspects used a cable snare to trap the elephant and then laced the carcass with poison. More than 100 vultures who fed on the contaminated carcass were killed and over 80 are currently being treated.
We have assembled a dedicated team to track down these perpetrators and bring them to justice.
And abroad, Pope Leo will lead a prayer from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica today in about an hour's time. It's his second official public appearance since becoming the leader of the Catholic Church. Cardinals chose Leo as the 267th Pope at a secret conclave on Tuesday, praying he could heal rifts within the church, renew faith among the world's 1.4 billion Catholics, and address a host of modern-day challenges. Your top story this hour. National police are urging two suspects wanted in connection with the disappearance of a Pretoria-based journalist and his partner to hand themselves over. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.